your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Elijah Pleasance taking his warm-up pitches for the Mahoning Valley Scrampers again in the second half, an 0-2 record, 18-8-2 ERA, making his fourth appearance, all in a starting role, 11 innings, 25 runs, 23 of them earned on 24 hits, 7 strikeouts to 9 walks, but he bounced back after allowing 10 runs or more in each of his first two outings of the second half since returning. He went 4 2/3 innings, 5 runs, 4 of them earned, did not factor in the decision last Sunday. He's thrown a maximum of 105 pitches. That was in his very first outing returning to the Scrappers after being with the club in the first half. Pleasance out of Trevecca Nazarene, but spent time at the University of Tennessee in his collegiate career. Actually began there, then a year at Dallas Baptist before finishing up at Trevecca Nazarene, a native of Clarksville, Tennessee. Pleasance will face Peyton Hardin, Josh Leslie, Carlos Contreras, the top three in the order for the Spikes today. Braden Blackford, Brennan Dorigi, and Logan Matthew, the middle third. And in the 7-8-9 spots, Ryan Guardino, Zach Vuletich, and Caleb Marquez. Beautiful day here in eastern Ohio weather-wise. Here at game time, 85 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. It's much like yesterday where there's just a blanket of white over top of us. The sun will probably peek through at times. Should be a great one here as Peyton Hardin steps into the left-handed box to start things off. And the first pitch of the day, a fastball and a called strike. Upper reaches of the zone. Our first pitch a little early today, 2:04 p.m., and it's brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider, located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Next offering, a strike on the inner half, 0-2 to Harden. Breaking ball, missed outside, 1-2 to Payton, the leadoff man in the order, batting .312 for the Spikes, a .398 on base percentage. His 10 doubles lead the MLB Draft League in the second half, 14 stolen bases as well, grabbing his 14th just last night as the 1-2 pitch foul, third base side. Harden currently second in the league in steals as he sends the 1-2 pitch up the middle on the ground. Gloved by Braylon Marine. Throw to first in time. And there's one away. Josh Leslie kickstarted the running game last night. He was the front end of a double steal. And with an error on top of that, it produced the go-ahead run for the Spikes, who had to come back again but did so, pouring it on with six runs over the last three innings. All six stolen bases for the Spikes as a team in the last three as well. Two of them for Josh Leslie. In the right-handed batter's box, first pitch, McNeese State product takes the ball outside. Our umpires for today's game, behind the plate, Jeffrey Clifford, Sean Hoverston working at first base, and Todd Odell is at third. And the next pitch, outside a ball, 2-0. Those were the three that worked Friday night's series opener. Odell and Hoverston were on hand last night as well, but not Clifford, who returns today and takes the plate. 2-0 to Leslie. Fastball upstairs. 3-0 the count. Spikes in their navy blue road jerseys. They've worn them all weekend. Gray pants with the blue stripe down the side. The 3-0. High and tight. Ball four. A one-out walk, and Josh Leslie is aboard as the first base runner in the game. Also navy blue caps for the Spikes with a deer head on the front. Meanwhile, the Scrappers attired in their white home jerseys again after wearing the jerseys laden with photos of dogs last night for their Bark in the Park, much like the Spikes did in 2019 for the quartet of Bark in the Park nights. By the way, third Bark in the Park of this Spike season coming up Wednesday night at Medler Field at LeBron Old Park, presented by the Center Daily Times. 6:35 game time for you and your four-legged friend. Fastball upstairs, 1-0 the count. Doggy doors and gates opening at 5:30 on Wednesday. Contreras in the left-handed batter's box. Carlos with a .352 batting average to lead the league in the second half, and he lost this one foul, third base side. Contreras also with a .438 on base percentage. That's fourth best in the league for the second half. His .904 OPS is top 10 in the league, placing him eighth, and his 31 hits are one behind his teammate Josh Leslie for the league lead. The 1-1. Bouncer foul right side. Spikes actually had the top three and four of the top five in total hits for the second half of the season. Leslie in first at 32. Contreras in second at 31. Braden Blackford is in third place at 30. He's tied with Mason Sykes of Mahoning Valley and Peyton Harden with 29 hits entering today's game. 1-2 to Contreras. Quick throw to first. Leslie dives back in. Lights are not on here. Probably won't be needed today for this afternoon matchup to culminate this three-game weekend series. Off day on the schedule tomorrow for the Spikes, although we'll be headed home right after the game tonight. There goes Leslie on the 1-2, and Contreras pops this up. Shallow center field, over the shoulder. A catch made by Braylon Marine, and he's going to double off Josh Leslie. The bouncing throw to first, taken by King, who steps on the bag. The inning is over. Josh Leslie was sure that was going to fall in, but Braylon Marine makes the over-the-shoulder grab, and the inning is over. Nothing across for the Spikes in the top of the first. Jacob Meyer gets the ball for State College in the bottom half on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and to add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Jacob Meyer on the mound for the State College Spikes this afternoon. Meyer making his sixth appearance, his fifth start. His last outing was in relief, although it was just one inning of work on his throw day. Meyer with no record, a 4.32 earned run average, 16 and two-thirds total innings. He has allowed 10 runs, 8 of them earned on 19 hits, 11 strikeouts to 5 walks. Opponents batting 279 against him, and he takes on Braylon Marine to start things off in the bottom of the first inning. Marine to be followed by Corey King and Mason Sykes. Again, the home whites for the Scrappers, navy blue jerseys, gray pants for the Spikes, and Meyer's first pitch of the afternoon, a called strike on the outer half. The 0-1 pitch from Meyer, called strike, breaking ball over the outer edge. 0-2 the count to Marine, who carries a .344 batting average into the game, gaining on Carlos Contreras at the top of the MLB Draft League's second half list. 5 doubles, 3 triples, 9 RBIs in 17 games, and a breaking ball bounces in, blocked by Kayla Marquez, sliding to his left, a ball and 2 strikes. Marquez doing the catching, third time in 4 games for him. Logan Matthew is at first base, back in the lineup. Zach Buletich at second, Josh Leslie at short. Braden Blackford is at third. One ball, 2 strikes. Meyer out of the stretch, the lefty deals. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Got him with a fastball. That's the first strikeout of the game for Jacob Meyer, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. One gone in the bottom of the first, and here's Corey King, the Mahoning Valley's first baseman, batting .324, .395 on base percentage, 2 doubles, 11 runs batted in, and he swings with the first pitch, fouls it, first base side, strike 1. Again, Marine, King, Sykes, top of the order, T.J. Reeves, David Bermudez, Omar Velos, the 4-5-6 hitters, and rounding it out, Christian Johnson, De'Aris Davis, and Justin Wiley. Here's the 0-1. Tapper to the right side, coming up on it, Vuletich now, second baseman waits on it, scoop, throw to first in time, 2 gone in the bottom of the first inning. Mason Sykes is probably the most dangerous bat in the Mahoning Valley order. He's batting .333 this season. 8 doubles, 1 triple, 2 home runs, and he leads the MLB Draft League's second half with 24 runs batted in. Of course, if you put both halves together, he still leads the MLB Draft League. He was part of the first half. Mahoning Valley Scrappers as well. Performed well there. He's done even better here in the second half. Spikes have really done a number on him in this series, though. He is 2-for-7. And they're happy that he's only got 2 hits. The pitch. That's in for a ball up high. Off speed for Meyer. 1-0 the count. Outfield for the Spikes. Carlos Contreras in left. Peyton Harden in center. Brennan Dorigi in right. The 1-0 to Sykes. Breaking ball down and in. 2-0 the count. Even though Sykes has only had 2 hits in the series, both on Friday night, he's also received a pair of walks. But the Spikes have limited the damage. Both of his hits are only singles. The 2-0 from Meyer. Fastball off the plate outside, and it's 3-0. T.J. Reeves lurking on deck. He's been a dangerous bat, and really that Sykes-Reeves combo at the 3-4 spots has been key for Mahoning Valley, winners of six of their last seven. And the 3-0, low and away, ball four. Pitching around the number three man in the order. The two-out walk will bring Reeves to the plate, and Reeves batting 256, four doubles, two home runs, 14 runs batted in. He homered against the Spikes last weekend in Happy Valley. A 365 on-base percentage this year. Meyer comes set at the belt. He's pitching exclusively from the stretch, but first time with a runner on base. And a off-speed delivery floats in for a strike on the outer half. 79 on that one. Meyer with the fastball, the slider, the change, the sinker in his arsenal. Here's the 0-1. That one again. Change up in tight this time. Ball one. Sykes leading off first. Mason Sykes, not a huge stolen base guy, but he is 2-for-3 this year. He takes off here. Pitch swung on and missed. Throw down to second. Tag by Vuletic. And in time. Whoa. Todd Odell says he got him. So it's 2-4 on the caught stealing as Vuletic came over to cover. And Mason Sykes now 2-for-4 on the season, attempting to steal. Nothing across for the Scrappers. We move to the second, scoreless, on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam!
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
State College Spikes are back home at Midler Field at Lebrano Park Tuesday night at 6:35 to take on the Williamsport Crosscutters. It's Walking Taco Tuesday, half-price walking tacos all game long. Tickets available now at statecollegespikes.com. Brandon Blackford starts off the second inning for the Spikes, takes a strike on the outer half of the plate. Left-handed hitting third baseman, MLB Draft League Player of the Month for July, knocks one foul, first base side. 0-2 the count, a 316 batting average for Blackford, 9 doubles, a triple, 4 home runs, 17 runs batted in. He was the team leader prior to yesterday when Carlos Contreras surpassed him. 411 the on-base percentage, 558 the slugging percentage for Blackford. He's tied for the league lead in homers. And the pitch, 0-2 just off the plate outside, 91 on the fastball, but Omar Velos could not might bring it into the zone, 1-2. The 17 ribbies for Blackford, fifth best in the league. Top 10 in on-base percentage, 1-2, high and away, ball two. His slugging percentage is 2 points behind Jose Gonzalez of Williamsport for the league lead. But his 969 OPS does lead the league as the 2-2 breaking ball low and away. And Blackford's come back from down 0-2 in the count to fill it up. And Elijah Pleasance receiving the ball back a tad upset at that fact. Now he winds and delivers the payoff pitch. It's down and in, ball four. So after going up 0-2 in the count and not getting the call on the 0-2 pitch, Blackford ends up working the walk, and Pleasance paces back across the top of the hill to the foot of it, second base side. Now he readies as Brennan DeRigge, the left-handed hitting right fielder, steps up. DeRigge came up with a big RBI single last night, also stole a base. He entered the game in the seventh inning once it flipped around from the lefty Trey Robertson to the mostly right-handed Mahoning Valley bullpen, and now after a fastball down and in, had DeRigge scooting his feet out of the way, Omar Velos is going to head out to the mound, try to calm down his pitcher. Well, Elijah Pleasance visibly frustrated at losing Braden Blackford as the leadoff man, and now Velos just trying to get him squared away as Blackford is at first. Braden not necessarily a big base stealer either, but he is 3-for-3 in steal attempts this year. 1-0 the count to DeRigge. Pleasance out of the stretch delivers. That's taken for a strike, breaking ball over the outer edge, 1-1. Brennan now hitting .231 with a .302 on base percentage. Three doubles, a homer, seven RBIs in 10 games for the Spikes. Quick throw to first. Back standing is Blackford wearing the sliding mitt on the left hand. Jesus Wahe, the first base coach, giving him some counsel. Tim Battle Jr. coaching at third. Tim's family here in Eastern Ohio this weekend. Great to have them on board. As the 1-1 lifted foul, third base side, 1-2. It's always great to see when families can join up. Obviously, the game of baseball, so many of these coaches, in addition to the players, dedicate so much time to this. They hardly ever get the chance to make it home, but it's nice when home can come to them. So the fastball down and in, 2-2 the count to DeRigge. And Tim also, Friday night, took a spill, courtesy of Peyton Harden, who still got up and scored a run. Here's the 2-2, swing and a foul tip into the mitt, strike three. So Pleasance records his first strikeout of the game. Still a runner on first with one out, and Logan Matthew, the batter. Good to see Logan back in the lineup. Matthew with a .303 on base percentage, .195 the batting average, but is slugging at .312 as well, thanks to three doubles and two homers. 11 runs batted in over 22 games. In the left-handed batter's box, Belfonsone waits as the right-hander Pleasance delivers. Fastball on a called strike. Of course, Logan delivered that what ended up being a wall ball double, nearly got out of there on Tuesday night to help set up the Spikes' walk-off victory against the Trenton Thunder. 0-1 the count, the pitch. That's a bouncer on to first, taken by King. He'll step on first, throw to second. The tag play not there. Sliding in safely is Blackford. But the forced play is the second out of the inning. Blackford moves into scoring position for Ryan Guardino, who is the DH for the second consecutive game. Last night he was 1-for-3, scored a pair of runs, knocked in a run in the seventh inning, and he notched a steal as well. Spikes with six stolen bases as a team, all of them in the last three innings, after the lefty, Trey Robertson, left the mound. Time is called before the first pitch to Guardino. Spikes also able to notch three runs off Michael Spinozzi, the Mahoning Valley closer, who had not allowed a run since joining the Scrappers. The pitch swung on and missed. 0-1 to Guardino. Breaking ball sweeping across the top of the zone for Pleasance. Of course, Spinozzi coming on in a non-save situation. He has still notched saves his last three opportunities. 0-1. That's outside for a ball. 1-1. Here's the set. Blackford leading off second, the 1-1, and Guardino pops this up. Shallow right field, coming in on at the right fielder. Wiley puts it away, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. An inning and a half gone by. No score on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. The State College Spikes are back home Tuesday and Wednesday at Medler Field at Lobato Park. It all starts with a Walking Taco Tuesday featuring half-price walking tacos all game long as the Spikes face Williamsport at 6:35. Then Medler Field goes to the Dogs Wednesday for Park in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times. Doggy doors and gates open at 5:30 for the 6:35 p.m. game. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Bottom of the second inning here at Eastwood Field, Jacob Meyer faced the minimum in the first inning. He now faces T.J. Reeves, David Bermudez, and Omar Velos. Reeves was at the plate in the first inning, but Mason Sykes caught stealing, so Reeves back up there with a fresh count. And the first pitch to him is swung on, lifted in the air left field. Playable for Carlos Contreras, ranging toward the line. He makes the catch, one away. 330 feet down the lines here at Eastwood Field, 405 to dead center. It's an 8-foot-high fence all the way around, save for the areas in front of the bullpens next to each foul pole. The Spikes down the left field line, the Scrappers down the right field line, only 4-foot-high fences in front of those bullpens. Fenway Park-like effect, and it can lend itself to some more home runs, means that oftentimes the corner outfielders have to play deeper than they normally would, particularly in right, where the entirety of the bullpen is a 4-foot-high fence in front of it. The last 10 feet or so of the Spikes bullpen is covered. As the 1-0 to David Bermudez fouled away first base side. Bermudez, the second baseman, batting .316, five doubles, a triple, nine RBIs. He was the DH last night. Second base for the opener of this series, a game that Mahoning Valley ended up winning in the overtime tiebreaker. Spikes came back from a 5-0 deficit to tie it, came back from down 6-5 to tie it, but then lost it after a 6-6 tie in regulation, unable to score as the offensive team in the tiebreaker, the one half inning, and the breaking ball outside 3-1 now to Bermudez. Infield playing back for the Spikes. Here is the 3-1 comes in. Fastball upstairs. It's ball four. So the second walk issued by Jacob Meyer. And a base runner on with one out for Omar Velos, the catcher, who really got dinged up Friday night. He took a was hit by a pitch on the helmet, but then at catcher, just took all sorts of foul balls to the mask, the helmet, the area on the thigh not protected by the shins. Seemed like he was just taking all sorts of fire back there, but he kept on plugging away, finished out the game. Got a little bit of rest yesterday, only had bullpen duty. And now the pitch homeward. There's a sharp liner into center field, a base hit. Bermudez will move up to second. And it's the first hit of the game for either side. Runners on first and second, one away. And here is Christian Johnson, the Mahoning Valley left fielder. Johnson batting .182 this year, a triple, 10 runs batted in, .270 the on-base percentage. He did start on Friday but did not complete the game. He was 1-for-3 last night, 0-for-3 at the plate. Very small breeze blowing through Eastwood Field. It's Jacob Meyer looking in. Meyer, the left-hander, and time is called. Well, the scoreboard seems to have temporarily gone offline, but hopefully we'll return soon. The pitch timers are still in working order, as is our broadcast, which is, of course, the most important thing. Here's the set by Meyer, and the pitch homeward. Fastball missed outside. One ball to Johnson.
Christian Johnson.
I think the sound may have gone offline for a moment, but the public address mic has returned. Here's the set by Meyer. I'll look to second. And the 1-0. Nope, instead a turn to second, but nobody covering. Bermudez back to the bag. Yep, sound has definitely returned here. Johnson waggles the bat in the right-handed box. Meyer sets. And here's the 1-0 pitch. It's fouled back to the screen. Evens up the count. And some more blue sky has appeared overhead. Clouds moving down the horizon. One ball, one strike to Johnson. Lefty delivers down and in. Marquez has to slide to his left to get in front of that ball, prevent any movement by the runners. It's ball two. Jacob Meyer out of Purdue Fort Wayne. He's been installed as the sixth man in the six-man rotation of starters with six games a week. And the pitch, that is high and away for a ball. Well, scoreboard has returned momentarily. The wireless camera is in working order. We can see that. Piece by piece, comes on back. Here's the set by Meyer. The 3-1 pitch. Outside, ball four, and the base is now loaded with one out in the bottom of the second. It's a scoreless game right now, but Meyer's going to have to work out of a jam, and Braden Blackford, his collegiate teammate at Purdue Fort Wayne, is going to head to the mound to give him some encouragement, as is catcher Caleb Marquez. Marquez, of course, the former Milwaukee Brewers farmhand who then went on to play college ball at St. Cloud State. Now, you can't have signed a professional contract and then go on to play Division I college baseball, but you can play at Division II, which is what St. Cloud State is, Minnesota University, which is D1 in hockey. And the discussions on the mound have concluded. Marquez, in addition to chatting with Meyer, signaling to the infield where the base is loaded and one out. And I think signaling out to the outfield as well. And it's also going to be the communication. If a ball's hit to the outfield and the outfielder can make the throw to the plate, it's going to be up to the catcher to bark out to the cutoff man if he should let it go or cut it off. Pitch homeward to Dieres Davis, a breaking ball for a strike on the outer half of the plate. Davis, a right-handed hitting center fielder, batting .213 this season, a .377 on-base percentage, however, 13 hits, 13 walks. Three doubles, a homer, six RBIs in 21 games. And Meyer with the 0-1. Breaking ball low and away, 1-1 the count. Davis out of Xavier University down in New Orleans, Louisiana. Adamsville, Alabama native. Here's the set. And the 1-1. That's high and away for a ball snagged by Marquez. 2-1. Now Meyer won the first pitch, but on a 1-1 count, which can often be a pivotal pitch in the at-bat, falls behind. No score right now. Bermudez at third, Velos at second, Johnson at first. Two balls and a strike, and Meyer to the plate. Breaking ball, called strike on the outer edge. It's 2-2. Davis will step out of the batter's box momentarily now and re-enter. Meyer looks in for the sign from Marquez and gets it. The 2-2. Fastball high and away. Count fills up. Spikes, of course, turned three double plays last night. Now up to 18 for the second half. Middle infield is at double play depth here. Blackford and Matthew playing on the baseline at the corners. The 3-2 grounder into left field, a base hit. Bermudez scores with a first run. Velo's around third. He'll score as well. It's a two-run single for Dierz Davis. And a 2-0 lead for the Scrappers. Christian Johnson moves up to second. Still one out, and Justin Wiley, the number nine hitter in the order, up. Wiley, the right fielder, checked into the game late on Friday night. That's been his only action of the series so far. He went 0-for-2 at the plate, hitting 173 for the season, two doubles, an RBI, and a 232 on-base percentage. Wiley out of Southern University down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, on the pitch. Down and in for a ball. So the Scrappers get out in front first. That's the second time they've done so in the series. Spikes actually scored first last night, though they did have to come from behind to take the win. Meyer sets. Here's the 1-0. Fastball upstairs, 2-0. Well, Meyer breezed through the first inning. A strikeout, a ground out, and a runner caught stealing after a walk, but now two walks and two hits for Mahoning Valley in the second. Meyer sets, delivers. Swing and a miss. Got the nice drop on the changeup that time, and it's 2-1. Braylon Marine, leadoff man in the order, on deck. The 2-1. Sharp liner to second, juggled, grabbed by Vuletic, who goes to the back, steps on it as Johnson trying to get back. The line-out double play ends the inning, and Zach Vuletic remained focused there. Great presence of mind as it went off the mitt, off the hand, gathered in, stepped on the bag. The inning is over. Two runs for Mahoning Valley, however, on two hits. One runner left on base at the end of two. It's 2-0 Scrappers on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
They are our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So stop in and check out Toyota's wide range of all-wheel and four-wheel drive vehicles, like a sporty Camry or a stylish Corolla, both with great MPGs. Or test drive a new RAV4, Highlander, or Corolla Cross, each with plenty of cargo room. And be ready for any summer adventure. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Zach Vuletic leads off the third inning for the Spikes. Shows bunt, draws it back, pitch outside for a ball. It'll be Vuletic, Caleb Marquez, and Peyton Harden due up. 8-9-1 batters as the 1-0 to Zach fouled away first base side. And goes skipping back off the top of the suite level, back down below. One ball and one strike. Vuletic is 3-for-9 at the plate in this series. Takes a strike. Fastball over the outer edge of the plate. 1-2 to the right-handed hitter out of Texas Tech, a native of San Antonio. And the 1-2, foul tip, and that got Velos again. Velos could not hang on to it. And plate umpire Jeffrey Clifford is going to give him some time to recover. Is that Velos is going to tie his shoelace, left cleat, and then readjust the shin pad around it. Still a 1-2 count to Zach Vuletic, who is batting .231 in his first nine games with the Spikes, but a .394 on base percentage. One RBI, his six hits have all come in his last three games, and now Velos is going to head over to the first base side, and the Mahoning Valley trainers will take a look at him. Dimitri Young coming over to inspect him as well. And again, Velos took a beating on Friday. Dimitri Young grabs his shoulder. He says, he's okay. Velos just getting a little bit, I don't know if he got some Vaseline applied there or some sweat wiped from his brow, but Velos has a big grin, and so does Dimitri Young heading back into the first base dugout. Now, Dimitri is a fun guy. I had the chance to talk with him prior to the game today. He's just trying to get through here. Former big leaguer himself. Dipping his toe in the managerial waters here in Mahoning Valley. And the 1-2 to Vuletic. Broken bat. Bouncer to the right side. Pleasance comes off the mound to take it and underhands on to first. The barrel of the bat splintered to the left side. Luckily, Pleasance was going right. 1-3 on the ground out, and Zach Vuletic will need a new bat next time up. Mason Sykes picks up the barrel. The visiting bat boy has the rest of the bat. And that one cleanly sheared in two. Right down the middle of the barrel. Here's Caleb Marquez now. Takes a strike on the inner half. Marquez, the catcher for the third time in four games today, batting .238, a .313 on base percentage, a home run, 8 RBIs. Fastball outside, 1-1. And Caleb Marquez spent a couple of years with the Milwaukee Brewers as he's hit on the left arm with the pitch. So the first hit batsman of the game, and Spikes without a hit as of yet, but three batters have reached base. A pair of walks and now a hit batsman. As with a man on and one gone, Peyton Harden, the leadoff man in the order, steps in. One of the five left-handed hitters for the Spikes this afternoon. Harden grounded out to short his first time up. 2-0 Mahoning Valley here on the top of the third. Scrappers with two hits. Again, the Spikes looking for their first. Pleasance sets. The righty delivers. Fastball high and away. It's ball one, 90 miles an hour from Pleasance. His fastball's been sitting in the low 90s today. Josh Leslie awaits in the on-deck area. 1-0 pitch to Harden. Fastball upstairs. Ball two. Beyond the fences here at Eastwood Field, nothing but trees. They really separate the ballpark from Warren, Ohio. So the 2-0, that's low, blocked by Velos. No movement by Marquez off first. 3-0 the count to Harden. But here at Eastwood Field, we are in Niles, in the corner of the Eastwood Mall property, one of the largest mall properties in the U.S., 3-0 fastball's a strike over the outer half. 3-1 now to Peyton Harden, who's been the catalyst at the top of the order throughout the second half for the Spikes. Next offering low and away, ball four. And so Harden draws the third walk issued by Elijah Pleasance. Marquez moves to second, and now Josh Leslie to the plate. Leslie drew a walk in the first inning before getting doubled off first base on a line-out. Really a pop-up as Braylon Marine, the shortstop, made a great over-the-shoulder catch. Leslie was on his way to third, not thinking that it would drop in, not thinking that Marine would be able to get to it. Here's the first pitch to Josh. Fastball and a called strike on the outer half. Two runners on for the Spikes, trailing by two in the third inning. Elijah Pleasance, glove away from the body, delivers, and Leslie fouls this off to the screen behind home. Two strikes to the batter with Carlos Contreras waiting on deck. One gone here in the top of the third. Wind has picked up somewhat, now blowing from right field to left field. Starching those flags in right center. 0-2 to Leslie. Swung on and foul down the right field line, tailing toward the picnic area, which has a good crowd today. And, of course, the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion still available with that fabulous all-you-can-eat buffet for your group. Starting 1 hour, or starting at gate opening, extending for 2 hours. So it'll be 5:30 to 7:30 open this Tuesday. But, of course, 12 remaining home games for the Spikes. Still room for you and your group to sample the wares at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. Prime ground for souvenirs as well. You can call Spikes group representative at 814-272-1711 or email groups at statecollegespikes.com. 0-2 to Leslie. Pleasance delivers. Fastball up high. Ball one. Sixth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Leslie staying alive here. Spikes in the navy blue jerseys, the Ribbon S logo on the left breast pocket, numbers in gold outlined in red on the lower right. The front of the jersey, the 1-2, fastball ties him up inside, a swing and a miss. Second strikeout for Pleasance, runners remain at first and second. And with two gone, here is Carlos Contreras. Contreras was the man who sent that pop-up to shallow center that Marine had to go back on and make the over-the-shoulder catch upon. Carlos back into the left-handed box. And the pitch. And Contreras pops this up over the netting behind home. Tumbles into the seats. Strike one. Early look at the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. One other game in action in the MLB Draft League. Frederick leading West Virginia 5-4. In the top of the seventh, the Black Bears gained another game in the standings last night. Their 17th win, now 17-6 to begin the second half. The 0-1, a breaking ball down and away, 1-1 the count. So Trenton, which has already clinched a berth in the MLB Draft League Championship game, sits second, 4.5 games back at 12-10. The Spikes currently in third place, but 6 games back. The 1-1, Contreras lines this one toward right field, on the run and racing for it, reaching out to make the catch, Justin Wiley. He came in on the ball and then had to quickly divert his direction back toward the fence in right center, but able to reel it in and steal away what probably would have been a pair of runs to tie the game for the Spikes. No runs for State College in the third, no hits, no errors, two runners left at the end of 2.5. It is Mahoning Valley 2, State College nothing on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit. And make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, Our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Bottom of the third inning, 2-0 Mahoning Valley. Top of the order due up for the Scrappers, Braylon Marine, Corey King, and Mason Sykes. Maybe the early look at the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in the MLB Draft League. There is one other game on the league schedule. Trenton and Williamsport set to meet at 4:05 at historic Bowman Field. First pitch to Braylon Marine, swung on and missed. Breaking ball from Jacob Meyer. 0-1 the count. Meyer, the left-hander, making the start today. Marine struck out against him in the first. Here's the 0-1 from Jacob. That is fouled away, first base side. 0-2 the count. Meyer sets, delivers. Called, strike three with a changeup. And that is the second strikeout for Jacob Meyer this afternoon. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care to our community. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. Corey King grounded out to second his first time up. Mahoning Valley first baseman, a right-handed hitter, as are all the members of the Scrappers starting lineup today. First pitch swung on and missed. Went after the breaking ball high in the zone. Strike one. Of course, also on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, I don't know if you consider it an upset, but the United States knocked out of the Women's World Cup in the round of 16 by their rival Sweden. Scoreless draw in the regulation 90 minutes in extra time, but Sweden wins the penalty kick shootout 5-4. 1-1 now to King. A breaking ball line just past Blackford into left field. A base hit. Around first is King as Contreras with a strong throw from left field will hold him to a single. 97 miles an hour off the bat. Not too much Braden could have done with that. That's why they call it the hot corner. And King has the Scrappers' third hit of the game. With a man on and one out, here's Mason Sykes. He walked his first time up, then was caught stealing. Taps both sides of the plate. And Meyer, the quick throw to first. King back quickly, and he got a little discombobulated there. He saw Meyer with the quick move to first. But he stepped right instead of left at first. Did, however, get back safely. The pitch homeward, a fastball upstairs, 1-0. That was a tricky move from the left-hander. That's the advantage a lefty has. They can be more deceptive as to whether they're going to first base or to the plate. Especially a quick side-arming throw like that from Meyer. You almost never see it to the last moment. Now the 1-0 pitch homeward, fouled back to the screen. 1-1. That's why almost all the great pickoff artists are left-handers. Andy Pettit, probably the greatest of all time. And then even Greg Maddux, a right-hander, had a great pickoff move. Here's the 1-1, a throw to first, and gone into it before, but the pickoff move usually isn't a big part of the arsenal of your 100-mile-an-hour flamethrower. It's not till you lose those flamethrowing skills that it really becomes part of your game. The 1-1. Fouled away, first base side. Nolan Ryan, for instance, of course, never a great pickoff guy, but he could blaze the fastball by everybody. Wasn't a great fielding pitcher either, but again, could get the strikeouts. Very rarely allowed balls to be hit into play effectively. 5,714 strikeouts later, of course, he's in the Hall of Fame. He did well enough. The 1-2, sliced foul, first base side. Yeah, fan makes a nice grab in the seats. One ball and two strikes. Rex Barney, the old public address announcer for the Baltimore Orioles, a big leaguer pitcher himself, used to always say, give that fan a contract whenever somebody made a catch in the seats. Some of those Orioles teams might have needed some of those players in the 2000s and 2010s. 1-2. We'll have to ask Dave Tremblay about that. I'm not sure what his reaction would be. Of course, Rex Barney actually, again, was a big league pitcher. Brooklyn Dodgers, he threw a no-hitter, but ended up tumbling out. He was one of those young flamethrowers that ended up falling out of the game due to wildness on and off the field, but righted himself and served as the PA man at Memorial Stadium in Baltimore. And then on into Camden Yards when that opened up in 92. 1-2 to Sykes. 2-0 Mahoning Valley here in the bottom of the third. Here's the set by Meyer. And the lefty deals. Breaking ball upstairs. Sykes lays off. 2-2 the count. Mason Sykes, definitely a guy who's been impressive at the plate in his time here in the MLB Draft League, both halves of the season. Particularly here in the second half. Really standing out. And there's a major league team looking for a bat. He certainly fits the bill. Time is called by Caleb Marquez. Time was running, let's say, low on the pitch timer. And Dimitri Young is wondering why there's not a ball issued. And I think Jeffrey Clifford is using the umpire's discretion to say that the timer would have reset. I wonder if Mason Sykes noticed that as well. Now Meyer set, third base side of the slab. The pitch homeward. High and away with the breaking ball. 3-2 the count. Meyer sets, delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with the off-speed, and that is the third strikeout for Jacob Meyer today, and a big one to grab. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. With My Mount Nittany Health, you can message your provider, schedule appointments, and more. Sign up for your free portal account today at MyMountNittanyHealth.com. Corey King remains at first, two outs in the bottom of the third inning, and T.J. Reeves the batter. He swung on the first pitch. He saw in the refreshed count in the second inning, flying out to left. He was up in the first, but runner caught stealing, so he came up again with the 0-0 count in the second. Takes strike one up in the zone on the fastball from Meyer. Now the 0-1 from the left-hander. Fastball for a strike on the outer half. 0-2. Meyer introducing just enough movement in his pitches to keep the scrappers off balance. He's recorded three strikeouts today. Here comes the 0-2. Swung on and missed. Breaking ball low, and Marquez hangs on. That's the third strikeout of the inning for Jacob Meyer. His fourth overall, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Have you had a great Mount Nittany Health experience? Please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. No runs, one hit, one runner left on base. Three innings complete at Eastwood Field. It's 2-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Leon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look. Flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain.
Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home Tuesday and Wednesday at Medler Field at Lobato Park. It all starts with a Walking Taco Tuesday featuring half-price walking tacos all game long as the Spikes face Williamsport at 6:35. Then Medler Field goes to the Dogs Wednesday for Park in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times. Doggy doors and gates open at 5:30 for the 6:35 p.m. game. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. It's the Toyota RAV 4th inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit Toyota.com. Braden Blackford with a swing and a miss to start the 4th inning. Spikes trailing the Scrappers 2-0 here in the rubber match of a 3-game series as Blackford swings and fouls it off third base side out toward the parking lot. 0-2 the count. Braden walked his first time up. Elijah Pleasance, the right-hander, delivers, and that is a foul ball headed towards the booth, but deflects off a seat about three rows in front of us up here. I'm over here in the visiting booth. The home broadcast nearly had one tumble in as well. 0-2 the count. Mahoning Valley with both of their runs in the second inning. Dears Davis with a two-run single. Here's a bouncer on to third, taken by Mason Sykes. Throw on to first, just in time to get Blackford, who was scooting down the line. Sykes had to adjust, get the throwing angle. It's the first out of the fourth inning. Spikes still looking for their first hit. Three walks and a hit batsman so far. Meanwhile, the Scrappers with three hits of their own. It's been an errorless game to this point. On both sides, Brennan DeRiggi swings at the first pitch, lofts it high in the air center field, but playable for De'Aris Davis, who now backpedals two steps and makes a two-handed grab for the second out. DeRiggi now 0-2 today. And here's Logan Mathieu. Belfonzone is 0-1. He grounded out to first. His first time up. Again, 2-0 Mahoning Valley here. Elsewhere, Frederick and West Virginia. Keys now with a 6-4 lead, top of the eighth. At Nemeo Field at Harry Grove Stadium, Spikes will be visiting there next weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday series against the Frederick Keys. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Next offering from Pleasance, a fastball and a called strike on the inner half. 1-1 the count. Scrappers in the home whites today. The Spikes in the navy blue jerseys, the gray pants. And the 1-1 pitch low and away. 2-1 the count. Navy blue caps for the Spikes as well with a deer head in front. Scrappers with the maroon caps and their bulldog mascot Scrappy featured on the front as the 2-1 breaking ball low and away. Ball three. And Pleasance a bit miffed after that one as well. Into the windup and the pitch. Outside ball four, he walks Mathieu. The fourth base on balls issued by Elijah Pleasance this afternoon.
Designated hitter Ryan Guardino.
And with two outs in the fourth, top half of it. Logan Mathieu at first base for Ryan Guardino, the right-handed hitting slugger. And DH today out of Santa Barbara, California. He takes a big cut of the first pitch, but it swung on and missed. The slider from Pleasance that time. 0-1 the count. Joe Putnam along with you here at Eastwood Field. Finale of this three-game set. Spikes will head home after the game today. Off day tomorrow. Fastball and a called strike on the outer edge. 0-2 the count. Then starting a three-game series against the Williamsport Crosscutters Tuesday night. First two games will be at Medler Field at Lobato Park. The finale of that will be in Williamsport. So here's the 0-2. Fastball just off the plate outside. Ball and two strikes to Guardino. Tuesday night is Walking Taco Tuesday once again at the ballpark. Half-price Walking Tacos all game long at the Salsa Stand, behind home plate and other designated ballpark locations. The 1-2 tapped foul behind the plate. Count remains the same to Ryan Guardino. Also a Miller Coors happy hour. Half price Miller Lite and Coors Lite from 5:30 to 7:30 for fans of age Tuesday night. The 1-2. Excuse me, check swing. Pop fly down the right field line, but it drops foul. Wiley made the long run over. Guardino, that check swing, he was trying to hold back, but ended up popping it up and almost fell in for what might have been two bases. Now, Logan Mathieu going on contact with two outs surely would have made third. But no such luck. Ball and two strikes. Set by Pleasance and the pitch. Fastball upstairs, 2-2 to Guardino. Pleasance has now thrown 67 pitches for the game. 39 of them have been for strikes. The 2-2. That's fouled away first base side. Guardino working the at-bat, the eighth pitch of it coming up. Mathieu leads off first. Another 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Velos hangs on. That's the third strikeout for Elijah Pleasance. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. 3.5 innings gone. 2-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at Geisinger.org.
Bottom half of the fourth inning, David Bermudez, Omar Velos, and Christian Johnson. The 5-6-7 hitters due up for the Scrappers. Jacob Meyer back on the mound for the Spikes. Scrappers with three hits. Spikes still looking for their first today as Meyer, working out the third base side of the slab, comes set for the first pitch of the inning. Here it is. Fastball upstairs. Ball one. Ramada out of town scoreboard. Frederick still hanging on to a 6-4 lead, top of the eighth at home against the West Virginia Black Bears. The 1-0 fouled away right side. Trenton and Williamsport to meet at 4:05 to round out the MLB Draft League schedule. Sweden defeating the U.S. in penalty kicks in the round of 16 of the Women's World Cup. So Team USA's quest for a three-peat is set aside as the 1-1 popped up foul into the seats first base side. 1-2 to David Bermudez, who walked and scored his first time up. Plenty of Major League Baseball action on this Sunday afternoon as well. Mets and Orioles scoreless. Bottom of the fifth, the 1-2 popped up foul. First base side out of play. Blue Jays lead the Red Sox 8-1, top of the fifth. Phillies leading the Royals 7-4. Going to the sixth inning in Philadelphia. Astros and Yankees tied at 5. Still only in the bottom of the fourth in the Bronx. One ball, two strikes to David Bermudez. Jacob Meyer delivers. And a grounder down the third baseline goes foul. That did not go foul by much. And Carlos Contreras tosses the ball to the Spikes bullpen, taking advantage of the higher wall in the back of the bullpen to do so. 1-2 remains the count to Bermudez. Here's the set by Meyer and taking his time before the pitch. Here it is. Breaking ball to dirt, blocked by Marquez. 2-2 the count. Nationals leading the Reds 5-3, top of the fifth inning. The Rays up 6-3 on the Tigers, top of the fifth in Detroit. Two balls and two strikes to Bermudez. And the pitch. Fouled to the backstop. Count remains the same. The Pirates leading the Brewers 2-0. Connor Joe and Andy Rodriguez with solo home runs for Pittsburgh. That game in Milwaukee. Bottom of the fourth in St. Louis. The Rockies up 1-0 on the Cardinals thanks to Ezekiel Tovar's sacrifice fly. Two balls and two strikes to Bermudez. The pitch. Breaking ball low. Marquez hangs on, but ball dipped out of the zone. 3-2 now. Meyer right back at it. Comes set. Payoff pitch. And Bermudez slugs this one to left field. This one is going to head out of here. A solo home run for the Mahoning Valley second baseman. His first home run of the second half with the Scrappers. His 10th RBI of the year. Left the yard at 103 miles an hour. A 406-foot shot to left. That went over all the ad boards. And it's 3-0 Scrappers. Well, Meyer will have to reset here as Omar Velos, the catcher, steps in. He singled and scored his first time up. He's already been dinged up some more in this game. But he has come back for more. Taps both sides of the plate in the right-handed box. Craig Antush, the assistant pitching coach, also coaching third for Mahoning Valley. Bryant Nelson coaching first. And the pitch to Velos high and away for a ball, 1-0. Braves leading the Cubs 2-0, bottom of the third on the north side of Chicago. The Rangers up 1-0 on the Marlins, top three in Arlington. The 1-0. That is cued foul, first base side. Diamondbacks and Twins were slated to meet in Minneapolis. That game currently in a rain delay. Zach Gallen for the Diamondbacks, Dallas Keuchel set to go for the Twins. His first outing with them. Mariners and Angels to meet at 4:07 Eastern. The Giants and A's also scheduled for 4:07 Eastern. The Dodgers to visit the Padres in the Sunday night game at 7:10 Eastern. 1-1. Grounder on to second. Charging in on it, Vuletic now sets. Scoops. Throw to first in time. And it's the first out here in the bottom of the fourth. Earlier today, the White Sox prevailed over the Guardians in the early Sunday game. 5-3 the final. All comeback as three of the White Sox five runs in the ninth inning. Gabriel Arias with a two-run homer to give Chicago the win. First pitch to Christian Johnson, a slider high and away. Johnson walked in the second inning, then was doubled off second base as Zach Vuletic juggled but grabbed the liner. The 1-0 fades in high and away, ball two. The Ramada out-of-town scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. And the pitch, that's lifted in the air. Shallow center field. Vuletic now gives way to the shortstop, Leslie, who makes the grab. And there's two away. Also, Pittsburgh Penguins make a big deal with the San Jose Sharks and the Montreal Canadiens. Erik Karlsson, the defending Norris Trophy winner, headed to Pittsburgh Penguins also receiving Rem Pitlick and Dylan Hamaliuk, plus a 2026 third-round pick. San Jose, it's Mikael Granlund, a 2024 first-round pick. Winger Mike Hoffman and defenseman Jan Ruta. Here's Davis to the plate, and he swings the first pitch, lines it into center field for his second hit of the game. He drove in a pair of runs with his single in the second. It's the fifth hit of the afternoon for the Scrappers, and a man on with two outs for Justin Wiley, the right fielder. He lined out to Vuletic to start that double play in the second. Meanwhile, Jeff Petrie, the defenseman, going to Montreal. Casey DeSmith going to the Canadiens as well. Nathan Lagarin, and a 2025 second-round pick also to Montreal. So big trade in the NHL offseason is a throw to first. Gets Davis back standing. Logan Mathieu had to pick that one, going low into his left. And Meyer steps off the slab again and faints toward first, but Davis is back. Davis out to a lead. And there he goes. The pitch is a ball. Throw down to second, and Vuletic has to lunge forward to grab it off the ground. So no opportunity to tag. Dares Davis with his 12th stolen base and 13 opportunities. Prevented from taking off his first time up because he had a man in front of him on the base paths, but available here. So he now leads off second. 1-0 the count to Wiley. Meyer to the plate. High and away for a ball. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Bottom of the fourth inning, 3-0 Mahoning Valley here. It's the breaking ball, low and away, ball three. Mahoning Valley now with five hits in the game. Spikes have received four walks and a hit batsman, but unable to collect a hit so far in the first four frames is the 3-0 pitch, a fastball and a called strike. 3-1 now. Meyer looks in for the sign from Caleb Marquez. A look to second. Here's the pitch. 3-1 lifted in the air, foul down the right field line. And the count goes full. And Dears Davis informed that was a foul ball. Returns to second. Would have been an interesting way to grab a stolen base. Just mosey on to third. Stay there. Here's the pickoff play at second, and Davis gets his leg back in there. Went back in standing. Vuletic, a second baseman, came over to cover. That's something that Jerome Williams has been teaching the Spikes pitching staff. Another equalizer. Across the staff, a 3-2 fastball swung on and missed, strike three. And that is the fifth strikeout for Jacob Meyer, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health offers clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 19 locations. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. Mahoning Valley adds another run on the David Bermudez solo shot. Two hits in the inning, one runner left on base, four innings complete. 3-0 Scrappers on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SavedByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Catcher Caleb Marquez.
First pitch of the fifth inning hits Zach Vuletich. Elijah Pleasance back on the mound for Mahoning Valley. So now, well, the man on, here's Caleb Marquez. He was hit by a pitch in the third inning. Vuletich takes off for second. The pitch to Marquez fouled away, first base side. Spike still looking for that first hit. Again, they have walked four times. Two hit batsmen, but no hits as of yet against Elijah Pleasance, who has thrown 71 pitches, 42 for strikes in the first four-plus innings. The 0-1 to Marquez fades in for a strike on the inner half. It's 0-2. 3-0 lead for Mahoning Valley here in the top of the fifth inning. Two-run single for De'Ars Davis, a solo homer for David Bermudez. 0-2, Vuletich takes off again, and Marquez fouls it back to the screen. This is the finale of this three-game series. Spikes will make one more visit to Eastwood Field this season. It'll be at the very end of the 2023 schedule, September 1st and 2nd. Two-game series to close out the regular season against the Scrappers. But Mahoning Valley will not make any more visits to Medler Field at Lebrano Park this season after starting the second half of the 2023 schedule. And then a two-game visit of their own this past weekend. 1-2 count, throw on to first. Pops out of the mid of King, but not far enough away. Vuletich diving back in safely. Well, Spikes down 3-0, but they have had success against the Mahoning Valley bullpen in this series. Overcame a five-run deficit against the bullpen two nights ago. Last night, trailing 2-1 before Trey Robertson turned it over, and they scored six runs in the last three innings. Vuletich takes off again on the 1-2, and it's sent foul to the clubhouses down the right field line. Still 1-2. Vuletich certainly getting the workout in the 29-yard dash or thereabouts. Of course, the base paths shortened this year with the expanded 18-inch bases. Vuletich leads again. Pleasance to the plate. Fastball missed just low. Didn't miss by much, but it's ball two. Right around the knees on Marquez. Now Vuletich leads again, takes off again. 2-2 pitch, outside of ball, throw down to second, not in time. Zach Vuletich with the steal. If at first you don't succeed, try again, and he notches his third stolen base. As the count runs full on Caleb Marquez, a man in scoring position with no outs. Spikes looking to chip away. And Pleasance, the payoff pitch, up and in, ball four. And Marquez works the walk. An eight-pitch at-bat for the Spikes catcher. And now, first and second, nobody out. Spikes down by three. With a tying run coming up, and so Mahoning Valley pitching coach Ray King will head out to the mound. Elijah Pleasance, last time out, he was just shy of that five innings needed to get credit as the pitcher of record in the game and earn a win, perhaps. Now, of course, the Spikes able to come back and take the lead themselves, so Pleasance wouldn't have been a factor in the decision anyway, but at 78 pitches now, he's reaching the end of the line. There is no action, however, in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. It's now five walks and two hit batsmen for Pleasance, but no hits allowed so far. And Peyton Hardin will step in. Again, the Spikes down by three. Perhaps in another situation, Peyton Hardin would try to bunt the runners along. If this were a one-run game, because of Harden's skill and his speed as well, where he can beat out a bun. That's why he might lay it down, but trailing by three, Payton probably going to swing away. Omar Velos is going to signal the infield what to do. Corners, however, are playing up to guard against the bunt. Middle infield playing back. Sykes up on the cut at third. King now playing in front of the runner at first. Now the pitch, and Harden does not show bunt. He takes a fastball for a called strike on the outer half. 0-1. Now, doesn't mean that Payton's not going to lay it down here, even though he didn't show it on the first pitch. 0-1. Nope. He takes a ball outside. 1-1. Did not show bunt there either. So again, with a three-run deficit, Harden likely going to swing away, and I'm sure he would love to collect that first hit of the day for the Spikes. The 1-1. Outside ball two. Pleasants went with the breaking ball that time. Two balls and a strike. And the pitch. Fastball upstairs, 3-1 the count. Gotta believe that if Payton doesn't get something, he can slap to the right side for a base hit. He's gonna take here. The 3-1. He swings at that one, but fouls it. The left side, and the count is full at 3-2. That one went sailing to the suite level here, a few doors down from this booth. Count is full. Pleasants to the plate. Swung on and fouled third base side over the roof this time, or toward the parking lot. Count is full. Tucked into the corner of the Eastwood Mall property here, Eastwood Field. The Scrappers celebrating their 25th season in Mahoning Valley. Payoff pitch again. Swing and a miss, strike three. Fastball was just off the plate outside, and Pleasants got the swing to notch his fourth strikeout of the game. Runners on first and second with one out now for Josh Leslie. The shortstop walked in the first inning, struck out in the third. Pleasant sets, delivers. Fastball, actually that one breaking ball, but it didn't break too much. Missed inside, 81 on the pitch. Only a 1-inch break vertically and 7 inches horizontally. And that's low. One ball, no strikes. Another one floats high, ball two. If that one dips into the zone, Josh Leslie might be able to drive it into left field. The 2-0 from Pleasants. And Leslie does drive this one toward right center on the move. Davis lets it fall in front of him, a base hit. Marquez moves to second. Vuletic had to hold up, but able to make third. And the one-out single for Josh Leslie loads the bases with one out for Carlos Contreras and is the first hit of the game for the Spikes. Pleasants now up to 87 pitches, or check that, 88 pitches with that base hit. 50 of them for strikes. There still is no action in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. This is going to be up to Pleasants to finish out this inning no matter what. With a tying run now on base as Carlos Contreras swings with the first pitch and lines it into left field, a base hit. Vuletic scores. Marquez waved around by Tim Battle. He scores. Settling into third is Leslie, and Carlos Contreras with a two-run double trims the deficit to 3-2. So Contreras bumping up the RBI total to 21 on the season. He's the second man in the MLB Draft League's second half to reach over 20 RBIs following Mason Sykes of the Scrappers. And now second and third with one out for Braden Blackford. The MLB Draft League's Player of the Month for July is 0-1 with a walk today. But now a chance to tie it, perhaps even give the lead to the Spikes. Pitch low and away with a breaking ball. 1-0 the count. Sky's darkening just a tad here, getting a little more overcast here in Niles, and well, there may be some stuff on the way. One ball, no strikes. A set by Pleasance in the 1-0. And Blackbird sends this one deep to left center field. This will at least score one run. Back on it, making the over-the-shoulder catch at the warning track is Johnson. Leslie tags from third, scores on the sacrifice fly, and we're knotted at three here on the top of the fifth. Carlos Contreras holding at second. As Blackbird notches the RBI, that's his 18th of the year. Second sacrifice fly of the season for Braden as well. And Brennan DeRiggi at the plate. 3-3, top of the fifth. And DeRiggi in the left-handed box. The pitch swung on, lifted in the air, right center field. Wiley on the move. He's not going to get to this one. It's up the scoreboard in right center. A two-run homer for Brennan DeRiggi. That's his second as a Spike, and it gives State College a 5-3 lead. Brennan DeRiggi goes deep, 99 miles an hour off the bat, 407 feet the distance on that one. At least that would have been had it not smacked the scoreboard about 15 feet up. And all of a sudden, after Elijah Pleasance had held the spikes without a hit for the first four and a third, three big ones. The single by Leslie, the two-run double for Carlos Contreras, and the two-run homer for Brennan DeRiggi. And now Logan Matthew, the batter, with the bases empty, two gone, and he swings and misses. A five spot for the Spikes in the fifth. And the 0-1. That's driven foul left side. Well, looking at the radar now, it does appear there's a weather system coming in. It looks like there'll be some stuff that slides northwest of us. There probably will be more. So perhaps time a factor. The key number for the Spikes now is three. They need to get 3 outs in the bottom of the fifth to make it an official game. There is right-handed action warming in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. 1-2 the count to Logan Matthew, and he lines one. Snagged by Bermudez on the right side. Oh, it looked like it was going to be a humpback liner to right, but Bermudez able to chase it down, plays a deep second base, and the inning is over. But the Spikes put up 5 runs on 3 hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We are so far halfway home here at Eastwood Field at State College 5, Mahoning Valley 3 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
All of a sudden, Jacob Meyer in position to be the pitcher of record in this one, facing the top of the Mahoning Valley order, with the Spikes now leading 5-3, and the first pitch for Meyer in the fifth. is a breaking ball for a strike over the outer half, 0-1. Marine has struck out twice against Jacob today. Five strikeouts for the left-hander. As the 0-1 comes in, bouncer onto the left side, taken on a big cop by Leslie on the backhand. Bouncing throw to first, dug out nicely by Logan Matthew. Proving the value again of a great defensive first baseman. He is so good at reading the ball off the ground and making the snag. One gone, and here's Corey King. Again, the Spikes need two more outs to make this an official game. Potentially some weather headed our way. Skies have darkened for the last inning or so. But just overcast right now, nothing has fallen. Lights have not come on here at Eastwood Field. A fastball upstairs for ball one. But we'll see if it becomes a factor here. Again, two more outs and it's an official game. The Spikes in the lead. The 1-0. Breaking ball called strike over the outer half. 1-1 the count. Again, right-handed action in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. Andrew Lucas, the right-hander who appeared on Friday, set to come in as the 1-1 to King, fouled first base side. Lucas pitched the eighth inning, allowed the tying run in the game. One ball, two strike. Wind is definitely picked up, now blowing out to left field. And the 1-2, a breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Marquez. 2-2 the count. Wind's gusting now, over 10 miles an hour. Wind has changed direction now to right center field. The 2-2 fastball misses high, and the count is full. And the weather that is on its way here is moving quickly. Payoff pitch. Fouled first base side. Count remains full. Always a little bit of a game here, especially when you get around that fifth inning. Spikes scoring five runs in the top of this frame to take the lead for the first time today. Coming from behind again. 3-2. Outside ball four. So one out walk puts King on base, and now Mason Sykes the batter. Sykes is 0-for-1 with a walk today.
Mason Sykes!
Always interesting when the tying run comes up, and it's a dangerous bat like Sykes is. Five runs, three hits, no errors for State College. Three runs, five hits, no errors for Mahoning Valley. Spikes have left four runners on so far. The Scrappers three, and now Jerome Williams is going to head out to the mound to have a chat with Jacob Meyer. There is right-handed action in the Spikes bullpen as well. And with weather on the way, it's almost you tackle it like this is the last inning. Most managers do not, because there's always the chance, as we've seen time and again at Happy Valley, a good chance that whatever weather's headed your way might miss you entirely. And then you're stuck. Patrick Kadelka is warming up for the Spikes. Now, State College would love to have Jacob Meyer on the mound. And again, we follow the Major League Baseball scoring rules here in the MLB Draft League. So, starter must go five innings to earn credit for the win. However, if the game only lasts five innings, then you can go four and still earn credit for the victory. It's been proposed sometimes in minor league baseball or in a level such as this that maybe going less than five could still get you a win. But it's never come to fruition. Here's Sykes now as the meeting on the mound is broken up. King leading off first. Meyer might make a few throws over to first base, try to erase him from the base pass. Nope, he's going to come home first. Fastball misses high. Lucas continues to warm in the Mahoning Valley bullpen down the right field line. Kadelka warming down the left field line for the Spikes. Out beyond the outfield wall, the short one at just 4 feet high. Here's the 1-0. Upstairs, ball two. And I think the plan for Mason Sykes is going to be keep everything high, not up, where he can club it, but high so that he can't reach it. Maybe tantalized into a swing. Quick throw to first there, and King is back standing. Jacob Meyer almost got Corey King with one of those in the third inning. Spikes leading 5-3 here in the bottom of the fifth. A set by Meyer at the midsection, the 2-0. Now this one, a breaking ball, traveled outside. It's ball three. The key with Sykes is don't put anything above the belt that he can get into, because he can really get into it. Two home runs already this season, both against the Spikes and the 3-0 pitch. Fastball for a strike on the inner edge. If I had to guess, it's going to be a similar location for this pitch. See what Mason Sykes guesses and what Jacob Meyer actually brings. The 3-1. Nope, throw to first before all that. Three balls and a strike. Two more outs needed for the Spikes. Pitch. Ball four upstairs. That's not the worst outcome. Here's T.J. Reeves coming up now. Tim Battle on the top step of the dugout. Closest to the plate. Like he might be signaling to the fielders, but no signal yet. Dave Tremblay talking things over with Jerome Williams and Tremblay coming out of the dugout. So there will be a pitching change here. Time will be a factor perhaps in this one. It does look like there's some weather headed this way. Spikes need two more outs to make this an official game. And again, in a game that goes five innings, you can go four and earn credit for the win. Jacob Meyer's gone four and a third. But it'll be Patrick Kudelka on to try to hold this lead here. Variety of factors coming into play here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Spikes lead at 5-3. We'll have the numbers on Kudelka and the rest of this fifth inning when we return on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful. Let it slip, it cough, it check.
Talk to doctor now and share. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Well, here's the situation at Eastwood Field in Niles, Ohio. We are in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Spikes leading the Mahoning Valley Scrappers 5-3. There is a mass of folks that are gathered near the tarp on the Scrappers front office staff. There is weather impending. But since we're in the bottom of the fifth, we need to go five complete in order to make this an official game. The lights are now coming on here at Eastwood Field. As there's runners on first and second, one out, and a new pitcher for the Spikes. And fans, the Spikes have called for a leaf, bringing in that new pitcher. You, too, can call for a leaf by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. The new man on the mound is Patrick Kudelka, the 6'8 right-hander out of New Braunfels, Texas. The Stephen F. Austin product making The appearance here in the bottom of the fifth, his 12th of the season, a 2-0 record, a 5.79 ERA. He has one hold to his credit this year, 18 and two-thirds innings, allowing 13 runs, 12 earned on 20 hits, 14 strikeouts to 10 walks, 3 hit batsmen. And T.J. Reeves sends the first pitch toward center field, and a sliding catch made by Peyton Hardin. The runners return to first and second. What a play by Peyton Hardin. The lights coming on here, not fully on in the ballpark, and Hardin able to track that one and snare it. Star that one in your book. That definitely saved a run. It could have saved two. As the Spikes maintain a 5-3 lead, and now first and second, two down for David Bermudez as the wind starts to pick up again. The flags in right center field blowing out to left. Bermudez homered his last time up, a solo shot to left. He's also walked in the game, scoring two runs total. Kadelka set the pitch. In the dirt, blocked by Marquez. All one. I tell you what, the lights are now on, but they're not having much of an effect. Definitely some threatening clouds looming behind our broadcast position behind home plate. 1-0 the count. Kadelka delivers. Breaking ball low. Marquez gloves it. 2-0. Omar Velos, the Mahoning Valley catcher on deck. 5-3 Spikes. All five runs for State College in the top half of this fifth inning. But it's not an official game if the visiting team is leading until the home team is batted for a fifth time. 2-0 count. The pitch. Chopper foul at the plate. It's 2-1. It's about as dark as I can remember a Spikes game being played right now. At least even with the lights, the sky's dark behind us with the barest of sunlight visible far down the horizon. Two balls, a strike. Kadelka delivers. That's low for a ball, 3-1. First and second, two outs. Jacob Meyer went 4 1/3 innings. Three runs against him so far. He is responsible for both runners on base. And the 3-1. Line to right center field, a base hit. Around third is King. He'll score. Sykes going on to third. He'll hold there. That makes it a 5-4 game. The run will be charged to Meyer. The RBI for Bermudez, his second of the game, his 11th of the season. First and third, two outs for Omar Velos. The Mahoning Valley catcher, is 1-for-2 with a run scored. Sixth hit of the game for the Scrappers. The skies darkening evermore. Caleb Marquez signaling to the infield with runners on first and third, two outs. You wonder if Bermudez, who is 3 of 4 on stolen base attempts, will take off here. If so, Sykes, who stole home as part of a delayed double steal on Friday night, may yet take off for the plate, carrying the tying run. Kadelka sets, delivers. First pitch, strike with a fastball over the outer half. Oh and one. Kadelka delivers. Breaking ball low. Gets away from Marquez. Taking out for second is Bermudez. He'll make it. That'll be a wild pitch. So now second and third, two outs. This almost has the makings of a ninth inning situation now, and fans are starting to move underneath the roof here. The rain has started. Spikes needing one more out to make this an official game and perhaps a victory. And the rain picking up quickly. 1-1 to Velos. Kadelka sets. The umbrella's popping up. The pitch homeward. That's a strike on the inner half. It's 1-2. Just one more strike for the Spikes. The Spikes bullpen now starting to gather their things. They're going to be scurrying to the safety of the dugout here after this inning, no matter what. Or at least the dryness of the dugout. A 1-2, rain picking up even more. The pitch foul back to the screen. New baseballs being delivered. Teams knowing what's up. This is going to be it. Well, they're still going to play, but I think this batter will be the last batter of the day, no matter what. The rain is really picked up here. One ball, two strikes. Trying to make this an official game. Well, it's backed off a tad here as Kadelka sets the big man at the chest. Wind blowing out to right now. The 1-2 sails to the backstop. Marquez slides. Throw to the plate. Not in time. And Sykes has tied the game. And now coming around third. Here is sliding in. The tag applied. Marquez, he's out of the plate. Bermudez tried to score as well. It's 5-5. And now we're tied up at the end of five. And now the rain continues on. It's backed up a bit, but we'll see as the Mahoning Valley grounds crew will huddle with the umpires. It's 5-5. We're going to the sixth inning here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are back home Tuesday and Wednesday at Medler Field at Loprano Park. It all starts with a Walking Taco Tuesday featuring half-price walking tacos all game long as the Spikes face Williamsport at 6:35. Then Medler Field goes to the Dogs Wednesday for Bark in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times. Doggy doors and gates open at 5:30 for the 6:35 p.m. game. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Perhaps I should know better since this has happened before, but just as quickly as it started pouring here at Eastwood Field, it has ceased for the time being. As we enter the sixth inning now, it's a 5-5 tie. David Bermudez thrown out of the plate after Mason Sykes had scored on what I believe is a wild pitch. It is, but then 1-2 the put out as Patrick Kadelka able to chase down the baseball after it got away on the attempted throw home to retire Sykes. Bermudez trying desperately to score that go-ahead run, but tagged out at the plate by Caleb Marquez. So now with a 5-5 tie, a new pitcher from Mahoning Valley and Andrew Lucas. So Elijah Pleasance will not be a factor in the decision today. Neither will Jacob Meyer. Pleasance goes five innings on the mound. And the final line on the right-hander will be five runs allowed, all of them earned on three hits, five walks, a hit batsman, four strikeouts. And Pleasance ended up throwing 96 pitches, 56 of them for strikes, the second most he's thrown in an outing this year. Andrew Lucas, the right-hander out of Arizona State, who came on Friday, went one inning, again allowed one run, is now on for his sixth appearance with the Scrappers. No record, a 13.5 ERA, 0-for-1 in save opportunities. He has four innings under his belt, a total of six runs allowed on six hits, seven strikeouts to six walks, three hit batsmen, a .333 opponent's batting average. And Ryan Guardino, Zach Vuletich, and Caleb Marquez, the 7-8-9 batters due up. I can tell there is some rain falling now, but it is very light. And the first pitch, a ball up and in to Ryan Guardino. So 5-5 the score here in the top of the sixth inning. And the 1-0 pitch. And Guardino fouls it off first base side. More foreboding clouds and probably More rainfall on the way here. However, for the time being, we continue on. If this remains a tie, that's how it will go into the books. A tie. There will be no win nor loss if the game gets halted from this stage forward, unless one team takes the lead. And Guardino sends a 1-1 pitch into the gap in left center. Guardino around first, and Ryan has a leadoff double here in the sixth. So Guardino with his fourth two-base hit of the year. And the go-ahead run in scoring position is Zach Vuletich will now step in. Well, Spike's so close to earning that win, and maybe if they were ahead, the tarp would have been on the field, but the grounds crew here at Eastwood Field conferring with the umpires, and for right now, getting the all clear. But again, it looks like there's more approaching. Here's the set by Lucas, and the pitch. Fastball missed outside, 1-0. Well, regardless of when this game concludes, if we get to play the full nine, or if it's curtailed before that, Spikes will be heading home after this game, enjoying off day tomorrow, and then back at it Tuesday night, taking on the Williamsport Crosscutters. Tickets for all 12 remaining home games on the Spikes 2023 home schedule now available, starting with Tuesday night's 6:35 p.m. matchup against the Crosscutters on a Walking Taco Tuesday with half-price Walking Tacos all game long, plus a Miller Coors Happy Hour, half-price Miller Lite and Coors Lite from 5:30 to 7:30. The 1-1 to Vuletich fouled away. First base side, it's 1-2. Right now, Ryan Guardino at second. Nobody out. Vuletich 0-for-1 in the game, but hit by a pitch in the fifth inning, then stole second and scored the first Spikes run. State College held without a hit the first four innings, collected three of them in the fifth, including the two-run homer for Brennan DeRiggi. Here's a bouncer up the middle, taken on the backhand by Bermudez. Off-balance throw to first, but it's in time to nab Vuletich. Guardino moves to third on the play. One gone in the top of the sixth inning, and now Caleb Marquez the batter. Marquez does not have an official time at bat today. He was hit by a pitch in the third inning, walked in the fifth, but scored a run in that frame. Hit count 6-4 in favor of Mahoning Valley. The run's even at 5. There have been no errors to this point. And the pitch, that swung on and missed. 0-1 the count. And the 0-1. Low and away, deflects off the mid of Velos, but not far enough away for Guardino to try to come home. One ball, one strike. Ryan Guardino representing the go-ahead run in this one. By the way, Velos will be the leadoff man in the bottom of the sixth with a fresh count. We'll see if it's Patrick Kadelka who comes back for the sixth inning after recording the last two outs of the fifth. One of them, a brilliant catch by Peyton Harden. And here's Marquez sending this one deep toward left field, toward the corner, chasing it down at the track is Johnson. Guardino, however, will tag from third and score. It's a sacrifice fly for Caleb Marquez, and the Spikes are back out in front, 6-5. That'll bring Peyton Harden to the plate, the center fielder, 0-for-2 with a walk. It is definitely pouring out beyond us in left and center field. You can see the curtains of rain falling, but nothing here at the moment. Here's the pitch. Fastball for a strike on the outer edge. No, it missed the plate. Never mind. Ball one. And TrackMan agrees it was outside. Got to alter my view, I suppose. 92 on the fastball from Lucas. 1-0 the count. The pitch homeward. Low and away for a ball, 2-0. The set by Lucas, the pitch. Fastball and a called strike on the inner half. It's 2-1. Do wonder what would have happened had the Spikes hung on to the lead. Going into the sixth. Would the tarp have come on the field just yet? I think it will eventually. It looks like there's more weather headed this way. The 2-1. Driven foul, third base side, over, actually onto the top of the bleachers. Can hear the rattle as most people have vacated. A lot of folks going underneath the roof of the suite level here. Top few rows of the main seating bowl. Now, there are folks that have made their way back out. Saw the umbrellas pop up in the seating bowl as well when the rain was coming down to the bottom of the fifth. It's a 2-2. Bouncer up the middle. Past Lucas. Picked up by Marine. He won't have a play, though. It's an infield single for Peyton Harden.
Shortstop Josh Leslie.
So Harden aboard with the Spikes. Fifth hit of the game. And here's Josh Leslie. 1-for-2 of the walk. He collected the Spikes' first hit of the game, a liner to center field for a single in the fifth, then came in to score the tying run on Carlos Contreras' two-run double. Harden leading off first, bluffs off first base. The pitch homeward is a strike. Fastball at the knees, 92 miles an hour. So Harden, after faking the steal the first time, we'll see if he takes off on the 0-1 pitch. Lucas sets. The 0-1, Harden stays put, pitch in the dirt, blocked by Velos, no movement by the runner. It's 1-1. Well, again, it's a similar situation for the Spikes now. They still have to get three outs in the bottom half to make it an official game. Home team must be allowed to bat if they're trailing to make it official. So we hit 4 o'clock here in the Eastern time zone. And the 1-1. Fastball upstairs, 2-1 the count. Joe Putnam along with you here at Eastwood Field. Niles, Ohio. Spike's penultimate visit of the year to the Mahoning Valley, the Youngstown area. There's more right-handed action in the Mahoning Valley bullpen. Here's the 2-1. Another bluff steal off first. Leslie bounces it foul third base side. Two balls, two strikes. Very interesting how the rain just poured there for a few moments and then backed off, but it looks like now there's a little more rain coming down. Not a downpour right now as Harden does take off on the 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three. But the Spikes do move ahead in the top of the sixth. A run on two hits. Caleb Marquez with a go-ahead sack fly. One runner left on base. 6-5 Spikes as we go to the bottom of the sixth. Again, three more outs, and the game will be official all over again on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So stop in and check out Toyota's wide range of all-wheel and four-wheel drive vehicles, like a sporty Camry or a stylish Corolla, both with great MPGs. Or test drive a new RAV4, Highlander, or Corolla Cross, each with plenty of cargo room. And be ready for any summer adventure. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
The State College Spikes are back home Tuesday and Wednesday at Medler Field at Lepanto Park. It all starts with a Walking Taco Tuesday featuring half-price walking tacos all game long as the Spikes face Williamsport at 6:35. Then Medler Field goes to the Dogs Wednesday for Bark in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times. Doggy doors and gates open at 5:30 for the 6:35 p.m. game. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. Bottom of the sixth inning here. And Omar Velos, Christian Johnson, and De'Ares Davis due up for Mahoning Valley. And the first pitch to Velos bounced onto third, but it went off the foot of Velos, so it's strike one. Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Well, whatever rain was falling near the end of the top of the sixth seems to have backed off to a drizzle. Patrick Kudelka back on his second inning of work, and the 0-1 fouled to the screen behind home. It's 0-2. Well, Jacob Meyer, again, will not factor in the decision today. 4 1/3 innings, 5 hits, 5 runs, all earned, 5 walks, 5 strikeouts. 88 pitches from Meyer, 48 of them for strikes. Kudelka got the last 2 outs of the fifth inning, an assist on the final out at the plate to keep it a 5-5 tie. Then allow the Spikes to move ahead in the sixth on Ryan Guardino's double. And eventually, after a ground out, Caleb Marquez's sacrifice fly to left. 1-2 the count to Velos. 5 runs in the fifth inning enable the Spikes to move ahead, but Mahoning Valley scoring 2 in the bottom half through the rain. Again, it was backed off for now, but it looks like there's more on the way as the 1-2 lined into right field, a base hit. So the Scrappers' 7th hit of the game. Velos is 7th, or excuse me, 2nd. For Velos, 7th for the Scrappers. And with a leadoff man representing the tying run on, here's Christian Johnson, the left fielder. Walked in the 2nd, popped out to short in the 4th. For the Spikes players, they just have to keep focused as best they can. Even with the darkened skies, the lights are on here. And just fight through any precipitation that goes. They are not the ones that have to keep an eye on the radar. That'll belong to the rest of us. And the pitch, that is low for a ball, 1-0. It looks like the worst of it will head through Youngstown to our southeast, but still are. Looks like we'll get some here as the 1-0 pitch up high for a ball, 2-0. And the throw to first, and back diving is Velos. Two and oh the count. Kudelka sets. And delivers. That's fouled first base side, 2-1. And now here comes the rain again. And it's coming down as hard as it was at the latter stages of the fifth inning, and the umpires are going to take the teams off the field. So the Spikes leading 6-5. The tarp now coming on, and it may be on a while, but we still need 3 more outs to make this an official game. It's a 2-1 count on Christian Johnson. Omar Velos on at first, and now raining harder than it did in the fifth inning. As Josh Leslie, the last one to trot off the field for the Spikes. And the Mahoning Valley grounds crew trying desperately to get the tarp on to perhaps preserve this one. Everybody scurrying from the Spikes bullpen beyond the left field fence to the dryness of the dugout. And we'll see what goes on here as the rain is swiftly moved in to Eastwood Field. With the Spikes leading 6-5 in the bottom of the sixth inning. And the wind definitely picking up here. We'll be back with more right after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Nearly one in two U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in four easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Well, back here at Eastwood Field, and unfortunately, every TARP crew's worst nightmare has come to pass. The folks here unable to get the TARP fully on the field before it got stuck on the infield dirt. So right now, the second base area is covered, but the TARP is still shy of second base. So shortstop, third base, home plate, and the base paths at first and third, and plus the pitcher's mound, have really been soaked. The rain has backed off a bit, but it is still falling here at Eastwood Field. So both teams, I think, are going to head to the clubhouse. The Scrappers have already done so. The umpires right now conferring with Mahoning Valley General Manager Heather Sally on the first base side of the grass to see what the situation will be here. But again, the field unable to be fully covered as the rain came down more than it had before. In the bottom of the sixth inning. So right now, Our situation is we are in a rain delay. So the Spikes are leading 6-5. However, they took that lead in the top of the sixth inning. Our understanding right now is Mahoning Valley would need to finish its time at bat in order for this game to be official, but we still are going through what the rules may be in this situation, and we'll update you if anything else might prevail. But a runner on first base, nobody out, and a 1-2 count to Christian Johnson is where we're at right now. But again, the tarp right now still stuck, mostly in right field, covering part of first base, and I think with the Scrappers front office is going to do here. They're just going to try to fold up this tarp as best they can in right field. The tarp here is about halfway up the distance between first base and the right field foul pole. So what they have to do here is they have to unfurl it and then drag it. And unfortunately, with the wet dirt, the tarp got stuck. And now as the rain picks back up a little more here at Eastwood Field, we'll see what the status of this game will be. And again, Stakehouse took the lead in the top of the sixth, but baseball rules usually indicate that if that occurs, the home team still has to complete its time at bat in order for the game to be official. And so they have not as of yet of the Scrappers, as this was a 5-5 tie following the fifth inning. Dave Tremblay right now is talking with one of the umpires. I believe that's Todd O'Dell. About what prevails in this situation. And, yep, the Mahoning Valley staff now is taking the tarp and folding it over into left field. I think trying to get off what water they can off of it here and maybe be able to put the tarp on the field. But with the amount of rain that fell at shortstop, third base, home plate, the pitcher's mound, and, again, it's every tarp crew's worst nightmare, and that's not to say it hasn't happened at Happy Valley before, but it is what occurred here, and as the rain continues to fall here at Eastwood Field, this game in a rain delay. And looking at the radar, looks like there will be this will pass through, but it's a question of can the field be prepared and get back to a safe level here. But as of now, we are in a rain delay, bottom of the sixth inning. State College leading Mahoning Valley 6-5, a runner on first base for the Scrappers with nobody out. And a 1-2 count to Christian Johnson, but we'll keep you apprised on what will be taking place here at Eastwood Field. We'll step aside here, and we'll come back in about 15 minutes. In about 15 minutes, we'll come back with you with an update on what's going on here at Eastwood Field on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
where wedding vendors will be displaying...
Back here at Eastwood Field in Niles, Ohio, and unfortunately with the tarp stuck, unable to cover the whole field, became pretty apparent with the rain still falling here that we would not be able to continue this game, and so the game has officially been canceled. The belief here is that there is no winner. It's either a tie, a no contest. Either way, no victor declared in this game. Even though the Spikes took the lead in the top of the sixth inning, 6-5, Mahoning Valley not yet completed its time at bat in the bottom of the sixth inning. There was a runner on first base, no outs. And so because of that, with the game halted and not to be picked back up again at this point, we believe it's a canceled game, so either a tie, no contest, either way, no victor here today at Eastwood Field. So the Spikes will maintain a 12-13 record. Again, we believe it's not been made official yet, but we believe it'd be the Spikes maintaining a 12-13 record, the Scrappers maintaining a 9-14 record. And we don't have all the totals at this point, including the attendance, as the storm came through before attendance could be gathered here today. But we do believe the time of the game was approximately 2 hours before the rains halted play. And it will be six runs, five hits, no errors for the Spikes again in six times at bat. They'll have five runners on base for the Scrappers. Five runs on seven hits, no errors, three runners left on base with the bottom of the sixth inning still in progress. So we will head back home to Happy Valley and an off day on the schedule Monday, and then back with you 6:35 p.m. game time on Tuesday as the Spikes open up a series against the Williamsport Crosscutters. It's a Walking Taco Tuesday at the ballpark. Half-price Walking Tacos all game long, plus a Miller Coors Happy Hour. Half-price Miller Lite and Coors Lite from 5:30 to 7:30. Then the third Bark in the Park night of the season presented by the Center Daily Times on Wednesday. It's also a Wine Wednesday presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. Half-price wine and half-price line at Kugel Summer Shandy from 5:30 to 7:30 as well. Then a lengthy layoff, 9 days without a Spikes home game, but the final 10 home games will be in the span of 14 days. 10 of the last 14 games as well for the Spikes at home, starting with Buckomania night, Friday, August 18th, when the Spikes take on the West Virginia Black Bears at 6:35. Still three fireworks from the field shows, three bobblehead giveaways, including the LeVar Leap 25th anniversary bobblehead giveaway to the first 1,000 fans presented by Stick City on Saturday, August 19th. Also a fireworks from the field show, that'll be on the 19th of August as well. Also on the 26th and the 31st, the bobbleheads, the other bobbleheads, Carter Sturacci bobblehead giveaway presented by a McClure Company on Saturday, August 26th. The Jalen Pickett bobblehead giveaway presented by Penn State Health Sunday, August 27th. The Josiah Vieira jersey off the back auction. All Spikes will wear the number 10 on their back Sunday, August 20th. The auction will take place on the Live Source app. It's presented by PSECU and benefits Children's Miracle Network at Geisinger Janet Weiss Children's Hospital in Danville, the hospital that provided Josiah with such great care throughout his life. We'll celebrate his life and his legacy Sunday, August 20th. We hope you will join us for that one. And again, all tickets for all of those games are available right now, statecollegespikes.com. You can go to statecollegespikes.com/tickets, find out all the promotions coming up, as well as getting tickets for all those games. And the Spikes ticket office will reopen tomorrow at 9 a.m., open 9 to 5 tomorrow, 9 a.m. to the end of the game Tuesday and Wednesday. You can also call the Spikes ticket office at 814-272-1711 during business hours. So today's result, inconclusive after 5.5 innings. Again, the Spikes were leading 6-5 in the bottom of the sixth, but Mahoning Valley not completed its time at bat. So check out Spike social media if there are any updates to what the result of the game actually is. But we do believe it is a tie, a no contest, what have you, and that this one will not go on the win or the loss column for either team. I'm Joe Putnam. We'll talk to you again Tuesday night, approximately 6:05, when Steve Jones rejoins the broadcast for Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health, and then games Tuesday and Wednesday before a visit to Williamsport on Thursday. Up ahead for the State College Spikes. Coming back home to Happy Valley, though, Tuesday night, 6:35 against Williamsport on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. So long, everybody.